So be clear here that the safeguards fall into three broad categories. Firstly, safeguards created by the profession, then safeguards in the work environment, and then safeguards created by the individual. Okay, so you've got safeguards at the profession, safeguards at the individual, and safeguards at work or at the audit firm level. So let's start at the audit work, audit firm level, and the safeguards that we're looking at here are things like quality control, which we'll see in a later chapter, used at the firm, using different partners and engagement teams with separate reporting lines for providing non-assurance, non-audit services to clients, employing organisations' ethics and conduct requirements, strong internal controls at the firm, appropriate disciplinary processes at the firm. Okay, so they're the sort of things you can do at audit firm level. As for the profession itself, well, things like education and training, what you guys are doing now for both students and members, so CPD requirements, professional standards being needed to be followed, such as ISAs, professional or regulatory monitoring and disciplinary procedures that the profession does over the individual firms, and also the requirements for good corporate governance given by the profession. Okay, and then lastly, let's have a look at the individual. What can the individual do? Well, as we said, you know, they can stay up to date with a bit of continuing professional development, a bit of CPD. They can keep records of contentious issues and what the resultant approach was and how the decision making was made, and also to have maybe independent mentors to help them learn as they go along.